up, we find out who Fifi had banned on the show. Somebody is not allowed on this show.
You might find out right now, Byron. Ooh. Because good news for Melbourne waking up on a Tuesday morning. Our government's found out another way to waste money. Forget the $66 billion that they threw down the drain for EastLink that never happened. Not EastLink. What was it? City. Well, I forgot. East-West Link, sorry. Right. How's this? So, you know how people, Fev, cross at pedestrian crossings and they're on their phone? And that is an issue because it's an issue and drivers are aware of it. Now, instead of making people aware of their responsibility for their own health and safety and not looking at their phones as they cross roads, the government are now facilitating this poor behaviour by... Lighting, exactly. So on the corner of Swanston Street and Little Collins Street for the next 12 months, they're trialling flashing markers on the ground. So when you're walking along texting and you're looking down on the ground, like cat's eyes,
it's like you're at a race.
They'll be green. And then when,
Oh, but, that's sick.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. You seen Tom Hanks in Big? Like, you know how he's gone the piano?
Yeah,
he's just playing
yeah.
along with his feet?
Yeah. This,
that's awesome.
But Dave, this is a complete waste of time. Like, this is honestly what... Imagine the cost of putting these in every set of pedestrian lights around Melbourne. This is the equivalent of... Okay,
you'd be able to see us from the moon.
You know how if you... You know people have poor behaviour. It's like with your kids.
What I mean?
You know your kids, if they've got poor behaviour, so your kids get up in the middle of the night and they're eating chocolate and taking popcorn to bed. Instead of trying to stop them continue with that pattern of behaviour, that's like getting them cutlery and napkins and go, knock yourselves out. Fine, whatever.
Have you got cameras in my room? It's very similar to what I do.
But let's
yeah, look up. It's not hard, Phoebe. Just look up. Yeah, look up.
You know what? You have a responsibility for your health and safety when you step off the curb onto a road and you're crossing. If you're not going to look up, you know what can happen? You can get injured. So here's a tip. Don't facilitate that behaviour. Let's try and correct it.
Yeah, but it also goes the other way. If the person, you know, you might have those ignorant people that do look at their phone, but the person that hits them has got to live with that too.
Oh.
So you're also helping the driver.
Yeah, but I agree. But Fev, it doesn't actually change that behaviour. You still get people
like,
doing stupid things. No. I'm just saying the government will pour billions of dollars into that. And I'm just saying there are things that need that money more. And I was in one of our hospitals the other day and I thought this poor place needs some help. And yet this guy, the man that we've banned from the show, he keeps pouring money.
It?
Dan Andrews.
Oh, he's
he
not well.
He keeps pouring money into things that we don't need. Common sense should prevail. Put
Boxy.
Money. Bring back the CFA. Remember those poor guys that got punished by him? Yep.
I love this. I agree with you wholeheartedly, but not only do I agree with you, Shock Jock on Fox FM,
yes!
Fifi Box, this is the stuff. This gets you up and about in the morning. I like this.
It fires me up, doesn't it? What if he's no longer in government? What will I...
You'll have nothing to be angry about.
The next guy will
and
stuff it up at
do you stand by your ban, your ban on the Premier?
Correct, yeah.
He will never be on the show.
It was
State
East Premier. West Link drove me in. I just can't. The throwing
Easy.
Away of that money
there we go.
Infuriated
Hang on a
me. And then
Trump
the bullying,
got in. You can get in.
The bullying of the
what
CFA.
You have, what did you run for?
Infuriated me. No interest. Zero interest
in running for
well,
Premier.
You do Such because you just did a rave for 5 minutes about the interests of Victoria.
Yeah,
you'd be very good at it.
Oh, guys, thank you. Consider it. When are we up for when re-election
Mate,
should
we
be
can,
soon? How
we can topple
we
that party whenever we want.
We'd have to create our own party first.
Yeah, we could be the Fox Party.
Boxy's Bangers?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Guys, still shooting Neighbours. Brooke Butler, my character, will return very soon to Neighbours. That's
Clang.
Usually the bit that you do. Byron taught me up. I had to talk myself up.
She's outstanding.
Now, Fev, your first day on set today. So we'll talk about that a bit later, but I've got to get you primed and prepped for the green room, the cafeteria.
Cafeteria is a big one.
Who you can talk to, who you can look in the eye, who you can't look in
I'll
the eye.
I'll talk to everybody.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. I'll talk you through.
You're not going to dictate. You can dictate to me on this show. But when we get out to Neighbours, oh, that's where I'm going to come into my own.
But something happened the other day, which was it had me perplexed because I had a scene to do. Now it was a scene to do with the beautiful Lily Vandermeer, who plays my daughter Xanthi, and without giving in any of the plot away. The line she said to me was, there was this, I can't give too much away, but anyway, it was about me. I was showing interest in a man And she said, "Mum, I ship you two, S-H-I-P. And anyway, we were just rehearsing. And then I said to her away from the cameras, I said, "Lil, what does ship mean? Like, am I, is this a new word? Is this like when whatevs happened?" And I'm like, why can't anyone say whatever? What's, like, you know, when a word just enters the vernacular and it's in the urban decor. Totes amaze balls. But I'm like, where's ship from? Anyway, Lil was like, yeah, it's been around for years. Now, mind you, she's
17. She hasn't been around for that
exactly.
Long.
So, but she was like, yeah, it's been, and essentially it's when you condone or endorse someone's relationship. So I would say to you, Fev, oh, I ship you and Alex.
Sounds like you want us to ship off.
Yeah, but the funny
thing
was...
Well, hang on a second. So if you're in a new relationship, say with Stephen or whatever, and we'll just go, you two are absolutely shipping me up the wall.
That's quite how
it is. I don't think it is. But what was interesting was I felt like, I just felt so out of it. Like, you know, when you go, I'm out of touch. I don't know what the kids are talking about, what's happened here. But then the more people I've asked, no one's heard of this.
No?
And now I can't tell whether the joke's on me. 13, 10, 60.
So you and Stephen are really good shipping. Ship.
No.
No, you just go, I ship you guys.
I ship you guys. It sounds really aggressive.
Really?
13, 10, 60.
You and Stephen giving us the ships. Is that it?
Is anyone using this word, ship?
You're normally out of touch. Fair enough. You don't know a lot of these things.
No, excuse me.
I've got a thief.
Totally finger on the pulse.
In your defense, no. I'm saying in this case, I think you're right to say, ship what off. The hell is this?
Well, maybe, and no one's calling. So I think this is a hoax.
Well, I have a 17-year-old daughter, thief, and I've never heard it before.
You text me.
And I'm down
this?
In that lingo. Like, yeah. I'm totes down with all that.
But. Her boyfriend gives you the ships, isn't that right?
Yeah, I've shipped him off.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
I was just saying that when I was on set on Neighbours the other day, one of the lines in the script I was reading was for my daughter, Lily Vandermeer, who plays Anthe, to say to me, "Mum, I ship you and that guy that you like." And I, at the time, went, "What on earth are you talking about?" And I got, Lil was going, "No, everyone says this. All kids are saying this." And then I've been asking people because I think I would know it. And then I thought, is someone having a lend of me? So I just said, 13, 10, 60, are you using this word, ship?
And I threw out a text to Mia to find out if it's been used, but 7:30, she'll be still be in bed.
So Mia's your 17-year-old daughter, and you reckon if Mia knows it, then it's obviously everywhere.
You know, the context is apparently when you endorse or you support somebody's relationship. So I would support, I ship you and Alex, Fev. I ship you and Nixie, Dave.
Byron.
You better ship me and Gabby.
I ship you and Gabby.
Thank you.
Fev, who had second thoughts about it. Leah from Roeville. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
Hey, Leah, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Excellent. Okay, Leah, you are bang on the demo. This is what I need to know. Are you using the word ship?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Oh, how long has this been around, this ship word?
It's been going on for maybe quite some time, maybe last year, I'm pretty sure.
And how? In what context would you use it, Leah? Like, what? When would you say it?
Well, sometimes I would say at my school because some of my friends at school, they have crushes on people and all my friends say, "Oh, we ship you guys." And some people actually make like a name for the couple.
Yes, like Brangelina, that was the original one. That's a ship word. So when you fuse two names together, like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and Brangelina, that's apparently
a ship word.
It's a ship word.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, oh, Leah, so enlightening. Did you think you'd be educating four adults this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she did, actually.
Excellent.
She
there you go. We've all learned something. Nick in Doreen. Hi, Nick.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Nick. Are you using this word ship?
I'm not on my mates' name.
Right. Yeah, Nick. Okay, Nick, tell us. Give us the lowdown. Is this, is it happening a lot? Is it just a couple of people?
It's just a couple of people like here and there. Like you don't hear it all the time, but yeah.
So is it fair to say, Nick, it may not have taken off?
Yes, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, there we go. Sick. Wonderful feedback from Nick.
Can you answer Dave's question? He said, "Are they sailors?"
No, they're not.
No, they're not. But we're getting it now. We're a bunch of shipheads. We get it.
Rigby and Croydon. Hi, Rigby.
Hi.
Hey, Rigby. How old are you?
I'm 12.
Okay, perfect. Now, Rigby, are you familiar with this word ship?
Yeah, but Fee, it's like a couple of years old. It's no good anymore.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Speaking of our wonderful team here in the studio, guys, we were on the television last night and nobody told us. How's this? A very, very good friend of mine was at the gym last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's that?
He's just a very good friend of mine.
Stephen.
Anyway, he was on the treadmill at the gym. And you know how at the gym they
have... What are you doing to this poor man?
He's choosing to work out. That's not on me. Anyway, he was watching TV, all the TV screens, but because when you're running on the treadmill, they're all subtitled. And he said he saw our names, Fifi, Dave and Fev. Unfortunately, Byron, it was before you were
put in the
show.
This hurts.
And he was watching House Husbands. And then he rang me and went, did you know you were on House Husbands tonight? And do you remember, guys, about a year ago when Channel 9 came to us and said, would you guys be the radio show that the guys on House Husbands call? Well, we debuted last night. I mean, Fev, you and I are over on Neighbours.
I know, we're on Channel 10 now. I'm shooting movies.
I know, got the project tonight, whatever. We're really busy on the telly. Now, none of us heard it. None of us watched it. Shall we now all collectively, with Melbourne, enjoy the I think it was 45 seconds we were on Channel 9's House Husbands last night?
Let's press play. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. You're with Fifi, Dave and Fev on 101.9 The Fox, and it's time to go Gold Class to the Golden State.
That's right, Fee. We're taking callers now on 131060 to win the holiday of a lifetime for you and three of your besties to go all the way to California. Yay!
Californian sporting team is named after the original gold prospectors.
Oh, the 49ers.
The 49ers.
The 49ers.
Ever been on a plane before, Angie?
No.
What are you doing the day after tomorrow?
I'm going to school.
Oh, forget school.
Yeah, and get those passports ready, Angie, cause...
We're going to California!
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay, we know it's fiction because we wouldn't have the budget for that kind of trip. We know that. And also, I solicited for the phone. I've never done that before in my radio career, guys. I felt really good. 131060.
You sounded very Grant Denyer-ish, actually, Dave. Why, I've never heard you in that
why
role.
Why was all the music we're playing sounded like it was from the Bert Newton show in about 1992?
Don't get upset because you weren't on.
I wonder what actors we were sharing the screen with. I wonder if anyone watched it and could tell us.
Could someone tell the team what was going on?
Let's look out at our producers. Did anyone actually watch it? No. Oh, good.
Well, hang on a second, guys.
Nods.
Hang on a second. A few years ago, I actually played a character in House Husbands. They just forgot that. Now that guy's moved on to a radio program.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Hey, Adele, the wonderful Adele, who won the hearts of our city only a week ago. Oh, gosh, she's wonderful. Love her to bits. Anyway, if you were at her show, and I was on the Saturday night neither of you were there.
I wasn't there.
I was there with your brother, Jace, and your mum, Kaz, and Lenny. Now, she was... What was great about Adele's performance and her show was her patter. She's just great at chatting. She's got a little bit of a blue mouth. She drops lots of swear words. But, you know, it's part – her Tottenham accent, it all works. Anyway, she has revealed that because she does drop some swear words – that her son has now picked up on it. Now, her son, Angelo, I think he's only 3.
Wow.
Anyway, she said, my son swears at me now. What can I say? Everything I do, he does. So, and one of the things he said is he's calling her a bumhead. Anyway, so she's going to have to deal with that now. And often people who do swear, this is a problem when they have kids. It's how do you curb that in the household?
Yeah, certainly parents can have an influence on their children, and it's interesting.
Well, they do.
Well, they just do. You're right, Fev. They do. Yeah. And it's interesting that we'd get a call from your daughter, Fief.
Well, that is interesting because I certainly don't swear. I don't even swear here in the studio, let alone at home.
Hello, Fiona.
Hello, darling. What do you want? Why would you possibly be calling?
Oh, Fiona, it's me. I was wondering, after you talked about Adele, you would like to speak. Do you see what I did? That was an Adele weapon.
I did see what you did. That was very good, quite clever.
I'm born to do radio, Mama, but unfortunately, with a moneymaker like mine, people want to see my face. So I'm not going to lower myself that kind of class. But anyway, so I was just hearing your little article, and I hear you're talking about mums influencing their daughters. Mm. But I'm not going to be talking about swearing, because in fairness, you don't swear in front of me. The only vernacular I've learnt from you was phrases like, oh, just one more episode of The Real Housewives, or is another block of Top Deck too much? Like, they're anything for real, you know? So, but you did give me something for the words there in the studio that I will cherish for the rest of my life.
Well, what was that? Be very careful.
Google alerting my own name. Oh, Fee does it all the time, and now I've jumped on a bandwagon, guys. Oh, this stuff is the bomb. David Mayo, Mamma Mia, New Idea, Todd LaVogue. Oh, yeah.
Todd LaVogue.
Fraction bitch.
Okay, is that it?
Todd LaVogue.
Trixie, just leave us then? Was that the catchphrase? She's gone.
No. Wait, are you serious? I'm getting more hits than the Beatles, guys. I am going ballistic one more. Trixie,
it's too late.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Big day for our Brendan Favola today because he's filming his role on Neighbours. So, Fev, today we'll be leaving the studio very shortly when this show wraps up. We'll be heading out to Nunawading and, my friend, you are part of the cast.
Yeah, I can't wait to get on the Neighbours bus and, not touring. I'm acting. I'm actually going to be on set. So I'm a bit nervous, guys. A bit nervous to get out there, and because all these guys are, it's their job, and now it's become my job.
Well, we're a cast out there. We're like a family. A couple of things just want to give you the heads up on.
I don't know about that.
No. So when we get there, we'll get there in time for hair and makeup, and then we'll go and enjoy the cafeteria. Now, there's a Bain Marie.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a Bain Marie.
Should go to the Bain Marie after my scene, because I might look a little bit big after I smash that.
I have seen you at a Bain Marie. Just so you know, there's a line, there's a queue, and there's no jump in it, and you just formal orderly queue, you'll be fine.
I'll be able to get my PA to get that stuff. I'll get a good seat.
No, we don't have PAs.
No, I do.
Oh, sorry, Fee, you're the PA.
Hey, Boxy. Can I get us a plate of curry, thanks?
And then when we go and hang out in the green room, now you need to realise that the green room...
I've heard a few stories about this.
Yeah, now the green room is... You can't just sit anywhere.
Yes.
Every seat is allocated to a different actor.
What even is a green room? You just sit there waiting to film stuff?
Green room is the room where, it's basically where all the actors hang out before they go on set. Now, I didn't realise this because when I joined the cast 6 months ago, I just walked in and sat on a chair. And then I realised I was sitting in Scott McGregor's chair. Now, he was very lovely about it, but there was a little bit of, you can't just sit anywhere you like.
Well, I've spoke to Scotty. I saw him on the weekend. He said he sits in a corner.
He does.
Yeah, so I've got to keep away from the corner. I think everything around the room, I just got to go the middle because no one wants to sit in the middle.
There's two couches in the middle.
There we go.
Go for the couch.
Okay, I'll go to the Bain Marie, get my plate, go lay on the couch. I'll be at home. But it's very similar to when we played footy, Fife.
Yeah.
And boys, you have the new draftees, you go in for your first day and we have an auditorium thing where you sit down and got the big projector. Mm. Everyone sits in the same seat. On game day when the coach speaks to you, you're down in the rooms and you're sitting on the little stairs that you sit on.
Yeah.
Everyone sits in the same seat.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, it's just like super. All the boys sit in the same seat. So it's always good when you rock up to the first meeting late. Like all the boys, so all the young kids go in and sit down. And you're like, hey, buddy,
get out of my seat.
Get out of that seat. And they get, they poor kids. One year, some kid sat in Juddy's seat. Probably you don't sit in the captain's seat, mate. Juddy's like just giving a tap on the shoulder, but mate, you're gonna have to move chairs. And the poor little kid's face. So that could be me today.
That could be. Well, then let's talk about we're filming this afternoon. So a couple of tips here.
Probably should get a haircut.
No talkie. Through that whole process.
What do you mean?
Well, so, you know, we're shooting one scene. This is your scene. This will be your moment, Fev. It'll go for about an hour and a half because you've got different camera angles. And the quicker we get it through it, the quicker it gets done.
Oh, don't worry.
So
I'll
you'll get
mine.
Yelled at. You'll fully get yelled at if you're chatting and carrying on. So just these are just little tips.
Please.
If I get yelled at,
I'll be walking straight out the door, jumping in my car and going home.
Yeah. I mean, he was Lovelace on the footy show, Popular Soap Opera.
I was a pimp.
He has some experience, guys.
Yeah, I know. Neighbours, 30 years of industry history. You can't mess with it.
He was a pimp.
Yeah, if we got any audio from Dave, you would have loved it. I had a cane and a beer. Oh, mate, it was the best. Thank you, guys. Yeah, cheers.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fev, you know how we have a bit of fun in the morning? and occasionally I teach you a new word.
Yes. Be careful. I'm very litigious.
He's very litigious. Well, I got a new one for you. In fact,
we had one today too. Shipping.
Yeah, shipping. Well, you'll like this one. Got one in the word of in the world of relationships. And I don't know whether anyone else is familiar with this. You know how there's all that ghost in your relationships, phantom in, whatever. Wait for it. The new one is zombieing. Now,
Alex does that all the time. Just lays there and pretends.
No, that's not what this is.
And I'm like, honey, she pretends she's asleep. No.
That's not the zombie I'm talking about. Okay, so this is zombie.
That deserves a term, though, whatever that is.
Let's go to sleep, you idiot.
Yeah, I won't repeat
Beef
that.
Beef said something that was exactly what it was.
Okay, this is zombieing is when you try to reinsert yourself in an ex-lover's life, so an ex's life. So you're a zombie coming back from the dead. And I love this. Usually this is when after months, maybe even a year, you just send the text, hey, what's happening? How are you? And you go, whoa, where did you come from? I'd forgotten about you. And I love this because I did a great zombie years ago. I remember I broke up with a guy, and this is quite a few years ago, and then I went to live in London. And when I went to London, I got the old Heathrow injection. Wasn't feeling great. Came back home. I remember going, oh, I've got to get myself fit and I've just got to look after myself because it was my first time away from home and I didn't really know how to look after myself. Anyway, I remember when I came back and it was summer and I was feeling great, thought I'd never looked better. And I went, I wonder where he is now. So when I was feeling down and I didn't feel great about myself, I didn't want to bump into him. But then I remember saying to my friends, and we knew where he went every Friday night with his mates for a drink after work. And I said, let's just go down there. Let's just like happen to walk into this pub and like dressed up to the nines, feeling my best, walked in. Oh, hi. Anyway, reignited it for a few months.
Zombie.
Then reminded myself why did we you? Broke up in the first place. But it was, I was like a zombie. I came back from the dead.
So you did, and you just strolled up to the pub in a bikini like, hello. Yeah. What's happening here?
At 5 p.m. and quite. Then left at 6.
But I love the notion. I never had a word for it. But that idea when you reinsert you're yourself zombied. And you come back into someone's life. 13, 10, 60, anyone out there been zombieing? Do we have any zombies listening?
Ooh.
You know, I used to, this is a great zombie technique. Well, I say it was great. I don't know how often it worked well. When what I would do, right, you'd be out and you think, oh, I remember that girl. And then I would go, hey, I'll be there in 10 minutes. Sorry, running late. And then you send another text going, oh, sorry, that wasn't meant for you. What's going on?
Oh.
And then bang, you're back in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like a comedy way into zombie.
Honey.
No, because you would just act like it's a missed text. Like and then you go, oh, blast from the past. Yeah. Sorry about that. Miss hit. What's going on?
Yeah, and then, but now that we're in contact again.
That's brilliant.
Is that like when...
Have you seen the chick in the bikini at the pub? She is smoking hot.
Is that like when your wife divorces you and then you get re-engaged? Because I come back in her
life.
Yeah,
you came back like a zombie. Oh, yeah.
I was like 10 zombies all back at one.
Mate, you were like a White Walker. You were just a flood right back.
We'll come back to your calls. 21 past 8 on the Fox.
This is the first time we can say up next we've got some zombies on the show.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Apparently, we all know about ghosting in relationships, phantoming, but what about zombieing? There are zombies amongst us. Now, these zombies, when you're zombieing somebody, it's when you try to infiltrate yourself back into their lives. So you're off the scene, you're broken up, it might be months, years, and you go, right, I'm just going to insert myself back in their life. Now, that can be as simple as a random text message. It can be turning up at their local pub or somewhere you know they frequent and just going, oh, fancy seeing you here. Want a drink?
That sounded exactly like it's happened before in your life. How did you, in a Pavlovian fashion, slur when you said those last words?
God. We can end the show with that. That's done.
That needed some drinks.
That is your greatest moment this year.
We needed saxophones playing under that. I mean, that was...
No. That's all time. That's going to be on the that's going to be everything. We'll hear that all day today.
I have never done it like that.
Oh, geez, anyway. You did it well.
Get out of it.
Dominica from Pasco Vale. Hi, Dominica.
Hello. How are you?
Good, Dominica. Are you a zombie or have you zombied?
Someone zombied me.
Oh, how did they do it?
So I went on a Tinder date, two Tinder dates with this guy. Didn't hear from him. A year later, which was actually only a few weeks ago, he sends me a message and he blamed it on his phone for not messaging me back a year ago.
Oh, but you... Oh, I see what he's done there. That's like you, Dave.
Yeah, yeah, classic manoeuvre. But did it work?
Well, I messaged him back, but I didn't really think anything of it. I just left it. I was like, oh, whatever.
Oh, that was a tactic. It's failed. And I mean, you're meant to go, oh, we've had a technical problem, and then open up another whole conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That. She did text back.
Yeah. You got to do it face-to-face by saying, want a drink?
Have we got that audio, Byron?
I think it's on its way. Bianca it? From Geelong. Hi, Bianca.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, Bianca. Have you zombied or are you a zombie?
I have been zombied, definitely. I was dating a boy when I was like 21. We broke up. He got married to someone else. 6 years later, he Facebooked me when they divorced, and now we're married.
Wow, just pop back into it. What was the Facebook message, Bianca?
I'm like, hi, how you going? How's things been?
It is always strange, isn't it? Like you do, we've all had that at some stage, just someone random from your past just going, hey, what's
news? Yeah, like who? Like who? Just
anyone?
Yeah, or? Suddenly someone random from your past turns up and then you just say,
fancy seeing you here, want a drink?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Sometimes in life, you have to do an about turn and you end up with egg on your face, particularly when you're going to bat for other people. It's like the people for years and years who kept going, no, Lance Armstrong's not on the gear. He's just a really good rider. And then he does that interview with Oprah and you go, oh, he's a tool.
And speaking about Lance Armstrong, Fief, on our Instagram page, our wonderful media
guru.
Bradley Guy has put up a picture of me wearing a yellow jumper, and that was in aid of Lance Armstrong. I actually hung out with him for a year, and we only wore it once, and we played Fremantle in Perth, and he'd signed the front.
Looks
like I just lost about $5,000 on the punt after that. Look at that.
To be honest, Fev, I don't want to nitpick, but if Lance Armstrong was going to line himself up with the club, it probably should have been the Bombers, let's be honest.
Now, you may recall last year when I jumped in to defend Nick Kyrgios, and after years of even I'd been having a few pot shots at him, and I suddenly decided, I don't know, I looked at some of his games and some of his behaviour, and I went, you know what, I think we're all a bit tough on Nick Kyrgios.
I've done a bit of an about turn.
What's this?
Well, I think he's right.
He's 100% right.
I agree. I think I've been having a shot at Nick's behaviour over the years, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, you're really good at what you do. You rock up. You can do what you want. If you don't want to look interested, don't look interested. If you want to rub it in people's faces that you're good, do it, mate. Doesn't affect me. I wish him well.
Yeah, so that was on a Friday.
Yep. I thought he's a good guy.
I came with you. And then on the Monday morning, whoops-a-daisy.
He had
another tantrum, went off, got banned, swore at someone, and then the actual Tennis Federation banned him for a year, and then he had to go to counselling. We might have got on that train one stop too early.
Why did I do that U-turn just before he got that ban?
Yeah.
And the whole world went, no, we've had enough of Nick Kyrgios. Anyway, this has happened to me again. You may recall yesterday I was talking about Nadia from Married at First Sight. Now, all of Australia was who have been watching that show. Everyone was furious that she agreed to stay with Anthony on that episode on Sunday night. And I was saying how great she was. And now, I just read in the paper today an article. Apparently, it's always interesting with reality TV stars. Now, they would get managers jump on them very quickly. And I'm guessing that the tip is make as much cash as you can before your fame fades.
Before the show finishes.
Yes. So,
as it goes.
Nadia apparently was approached by, I believe this is a report in the Herald Sun. She was approached to talk about a possible man in her life that may not be Anthony.
Right.
And the quote is, I'll read it, "This is my personal life. You need to think about what that might be worth." And she's put a $4,000 price tag on information about her life. So she's now saying to journos, $4,000 for me to speak. Then, this was the best, a photo of her. How's this photo? There we go, Fev, I'm going to show you. There's a photo of her in a chemist reaching up for a pregnancy kit, but looking at the camera as if, oh no, I got busted. And there's a suggestion she's tipped the paparazzi, but not just tipped paparazzi. got them to follow her into a chemist to see her grabbing, and she's her face, very annoyed that the man standing next to her is taking a photo.
So shock horror, she's obviously with someone else outside the show, gone on the show to try to become famous with this guy. Now, is that what...
I think, yeah, the deal is she's putting tickets on herself. She's charging people to speak. She's tipping off paps and getting them to follow her into shops to do things.
Horrendous.
And the shame is, after this horrendous behaviour, this is what I said about her yesterday. Glaringly obvious to me that Nadia is definitely better than the man she was dating. Nadia is this beautiful, incredibly attractive, sweet, gorgeous girl. I mean, how do I keep getting it so wrong?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Guys, we just had a segment where you might have gone, you know, a little bit early on someone or something. So, obviously, footy season started this last weekend, round one of the AFL season, and I put up my normal seat and started my commentary. So, I debuted on Sunday I had West Coast and North Melbourne. So, a couple of old teammates are out there playing and...
Yeah.
Jared Waite, one of my old teammates, big Waite dog, injured his shoulder.
Ouch.
And this is what I said.
Oh, it's on Waite, in fact.
He's grabbed his shoulder, Jared Waite.
He's all right now.
He's all right.
Real just sort of...
He's a hypochondriac.
Hip and bum to the face, wasn't it? It was just...
Only you can say that.
Jared Waite come out on a Tuesday with crutches and said he thought he broke his foot. He was training Tuesday.
Just a special insight into the mind of Jared Waite that you'll only get from Brendan Favola.
Yeah, I read the paper this morning and poor Waite, he's done his AC. He's out for 6 to 8, so... sorry, mate. Pulled the trigger a bit early there, Thorn Diggity.
The hypochondriac. He's out for half a season. Oh, Fev. Anyway, I hope it goes better at Neighbours than it did there for you. Good luck at Neighbours on set, Fev. A big day for you and for Fev on the set.
Fev and I after the set.
Look at Diggity.
Thorn's lost it.
Genuinely made me laugh.
Filming his first scene, or his only scene on Neighbours.
Hey.
Whoa.
Depends how well I go.
The role might be expanded. I mean, time will tell. But anyway.
Probably not, but we'll see.
Beep, beep, beep.